Welcome to the Resilience Unlimited Show, your go-to podcast for empowerment and growth. I'm Coach Dr. Lauren, founder of Resilience Unlimited, inviting you to join our transformative journey each week. This space is specially crafted for high-achieving women, specifically women of color, where we can feel seen, heard, and part of a thriving community. This podcast is your compass for emotional regulation, understanding your purpose, and living unapologetically authentic. Ready to invest in yourself? I have decided to invest in a multi-million dollar podcast studio. So those of you who are watching on my YouTube channel, welcome to the new studio. I am just kidding. I did not invest in a multi-million dollar studio at all. This is a really awesome background that I wanted to use. Shout outs to Riverside. And I have been using this platform for a minute, and they have really been updating stuff, and I'm very pleased with it. So I decided to have a different background. So here we go. Okay, so last week, I really touched on, what was last week's episode? Interpersonal relationships and happiness. And so, I again, as I always say, back in the day, I used to kind of script my episodes. I used to really have a focus on kind of sticking to whatever that was, especially if I had a guest. I wanted to keep everybody on track. But I'm really in a season of exploration right now and just showing up as authentically as I can. And that literally means when I feel like recording, whatever is there is what's going to come out. So again, if that resonates with you, I am excited that you are here today. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. I am a teacherpreneur turned entrepreneur. I do, you know, literacy work. I also do some resilience coaching with women of color, more specifically Black women that have signs and symptoms of ADHD. And I'm just kind of all over the place. And I've accepted and realized, and this is really what I want to delve into today, that we are multifaceted people. And so I have a coach who has even said to me, like, you are just multifaceted. There's not like one thing that you're supposed to be doing. And those of you who have been following, you know that I have really interviewed some interesting people. And one, what episode was that one? It was episode 23. And this was about human design. I'd never heard of human design before. I find it to be a very fascinating topic. So I found out if you know much about this, you know, there are different types of personalities, or I don't know how they call it. I'm not an expert in this. So if you're offended by my language, sorry, but I'm a manifesting generator. And just looking at what that says, I'm supposed to be passionate about a variety of different things, which actually puts me at ease because I was thinking like, gosh, why am I not just focused on literacy? Why am I not just focused on teaching? And it's because that's not what I was designed to do. And so I take the human design and astrology, and I'm really just kind of digging deep and pulling back that veil of like, well, how can I reach my higher authentic self? So those of you who know me, I'm not religious, but I don't knock people who are, because we all need something to believe in. We all need some sort of faith. We all need something that is our anchor, our guiding star, if you are a North Star. And so for me, I have found tranquility, really, in astrology. I'm still new to it, and understanding the human design, and it really puts things in perspective on top of my Clifton strengths. So I know my strengths, and I'm getting to know myself through the numerology, astrology, human design realm, and it's quite fascinating. And with that, I want to touch on the different types of rest that we need. Now, I'm speaking more to women of color, because we are marginalized and we go through things that our white counterparts don't ever experience or don't really have a deep understanding of what it is we're experiencing. And so I have actually been in a state of exhaustion for quite a bit. And I was getting like extremely frustrated with myself. Like, why am I so fucking tired? Like, I got 8 hours of sleep. You know, why am I so tired? I can create my own schedule. You know, I have the flexibility to take a nap in the midday if I want to, which I don't, but I do. And why am I so tired? And so what I realized as I was unpacking this with my coach, who is amazing, by the way, mentor coach, it really boiled down to I am actively changing the way that I view things and perceive things, which means that it requires a lot of energy to shift that focus. So if you think of just like knee-jerk response, like think of the small thing, like when you go to the doctor and they take that little thing and they hit your knee, well, your knee's automatically going to respond. There's no thinking. There doesn't need to be neurons firing fast to like let your knee know now lift up. Like it's just an automatic response. And that's really how we as society tend to live our lives. We go on these autopilot moments, seasons, years, and sometimes you don't even know why you're doing what you're doing. And so when we stop and take a step back, and if we think about my framework, which again is inspired by Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the top of the framework and the Resilience Unlimited coaching program is really about the higher authentic self. So you are really focused on living through your values and goals, your self, a continual self-exploration. What are the goals and techniques that you, what are the techniques that you are imploring to reach your goals? And what is your purpose? Are you finding clarity in your purpose? And that is forever changing as well. And so when I think about all of these things, I can understand why I'm tired. But what I want to bring to your attention today is the 7 types of rest that we need. Now, I'm going to read this from my phone, and it's from my coach. So shout outs to Natalie. Thank you so much for sending me this. But there are 7 types of rest that I don't really think that we consider. I think when we say we're tired, the initial thought is like, I just need sleep, right? Like I'm physically tired. I'm drained from work. But that's only one, and that's physical rest. So that's giving your body the opportunity to relax and rejuvenate through sleep, relaxation techniques, and mindful movement. So I do feel like I'm pretty good with that. So really take inventory of what that means to you. Are you getting the appropriate sleep for your body? Now, I have realized there is not a one-size-fits-all. Everybody needs 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Some people can seriously function off of 6 or 7 hours. I can't. And I think that really speaks to your specific human design. What does your body need to rejuvenate? What does your body need to replenish? So are you getting enough sleep? Are you incorporating enough spiritual and mindful practices, you know, to really give yourself that rest and that time to process? So physical rest is one. Emotional rest is number 2. And this is creating a space to acknowledge, process, and release emotions. And this is big. This is big, without judgment or suppression. So I think we as Black women definitely do not rest emotionally. And as I said before, Rest is Resistance is a book that really changed my life. Honestly, 2024, the books I'm reading are really changing my life, and I'm seeing things drastically different in a very good way. But we just don't. You know, we're supposed to plow through. We're the strong Black women. You know, we don't have time to feel our feelings. We don't have time. Like, yes, we do. There's 24 hours in the day. And if we aren't tending to who we are emotionally, and we're just suppressing that, it's going to come out in anger. It's going to come out in rage. It's going to come out in I'm not valued. I'm taken advantage of. All of these things. So how do we rest emotionally? And that's something that's individualized for you. You need to be able to check your emotions. How am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this? Who am I surrounded by? What is the environment? Do I have a voice? I mean, there's so many things to really, again, take inventory. The third kind of rest is mental rest. So allowing your mind to unwind and recharge by practicing mindfulness, meditation, or engaging in activities that promote mental clarity. So this is what I've actually been doing. So for example, for all my teachers out there, educators, we know, well, maybe you don't know, but I'm only speaking from my experience. Working as an elementary school teacher for 4 years, and these were special ed kids, constant overstimulation. I mean, I'm talking kids asking to go to the bathroom, pencil sharpens, the phone rings, the announcements come on, an email comes in, kids aren't getting this concept. You're telling one kid to sit down. I mean, there's so much that you have to do. And honestly, I thought because of my ADHD, teaching was perfect because I always prided myself on being good at multitasking. Now, what I realized was I had to be good at multitasking, and not just because of teaching, but just in the grand scheme of where I was in life. And that actually was burning me out. And so I was in the classroom for 8 years, like as a teacher for 8 years, and just constant overstimulation. And then when I ventured out to just visiting schools as a technical assistance facilitator or as a teacher trainer, you know, obviously I can go in, I can leave. It's not my classroom, you know, not my duties, whatever. But I got to tell you, I'm on this literacy project, which I love, by the way. It's an amazing opportunity to be a part of an initiative for my state in literacy, you know, really like rolling my sleeves up, hitting the ground running, looking at what are school districts doing with science of reading and how can we really move the needle in the state of Maryland. And I love it. But what I find is when I go in for these half day school visits and I come home, I am extremely exhausted. Talk about mental rest. Okay. So I'm going from, you know, K through five classrooms in 4 hours. I'm meeting with people. I'm, you know, taking notes. I'm looking at the rubrics. I mean, it's a lot. And then I have to travel because this is in a different area where I live. And so when I come home, I have nothing in me. And it really puts in perspective how much I was overstimulated and how much my nervous system was literally fried and on survival mode. And now I'm tired because I'm actually feeling what that means to come home and not have to push myself. And again, this is the beauty of not being a classroom teacher. I don't have to lesson plan. You know, and I used to say when I used to work in middle school, it was hard being a teacher coming home as a mom. I'm like, I need some time. I need some space. I don't want to cook dinner the second I get home. So just constant stimulation. So mental rest is huge. The next one is spiritual rest. So nurturing your inner self and connecting with your spiritual beliefs through practices such as prayer, meditation, or spending time in nature. Now, I will say I try to meditate every single day. I've been trying to incorporate some breath work about once. I could do better. I was going to say once a week. It hasn't been once a week. Let's be honest here. I strive to do that at least once a week. And I'm actually doing this platform called Black Girls Breathing. It's very affordable, $19 a month. And they have tons of virtual breath work series. They have monthly coaching calls. Like, it's really great for a beginner, I would say. So definitely check that out. But I have to do that because it allows me to overlap that mental rest along with that spiritual rest and that emotional rest. So even if it's just 10 minutes, 5 minutes, it still is that like, this is for me, which by the way, I did not get a chance to meditate this morning because my daughter woke me up twice. My husband woke me up. I don't know what was his deal. I don't even know. The dog woke me up. I was like, oh my gosh, guys, I need my 8 hours of sleep. So usually I wake up at 5:30, I meditate, but it was not happening this morning. And it was a slow morning, but you know, it's okay. Life happens. Shit happens, right? The fifth one is social rest. Social rest. So setting boundaries and taking breaks from social interactions to recharge and preserve energy. Now, this is a big one that I'm realizing that I'm doing without realizing I'm doing, and I'm struggling with it. And the reason being is because I'm an extrovert. I like being around people. But what I'm finding is as I'm unpacking this journey, and hopefully you can resonate with this, I'm not really interested in having superficial conversations. I'm not really interested in people asking me, how are you, when they actually really don't care how I am. Because if I actually gave them the answer, they'd be like, whoa, that's too much. And I can't engage in superficial conversation up until a point. You know, obviously, like in passing, hey, how's it going? Whatever. But it's actually exhausting for me. Some people might think the deep conversations are exhausting, and that's fine. If that's who you are, then that's who you are. But for me, I'd rather get to the root, the cause, which is why I do the work I do, why I work with the families that I work with who are struggling and need that sense of hope. And I can say, like, let's get to the root cause of this. Let's have this deep conversation. Don't sit here and tell me you're going to pay me and you're not really interested in telling me what's really below the surface. Like, let's pull back the hood and see what's going on. So I know I have some friends that will take off social media apps off their phone. They'll take their email off their phone for a few days. They won't respond to text messages. So like, I'm finding that I'm doing a lot of that as well to kind of preserve my social rest and save it for people that I really value their presence in my presence. And also I want to keep my vibrations high, because when we are around people who aren't aware of their energy, who are just in autopilot, we pick up on that vibration and it's not really good for our vibration. And I have been finding that this week, earlier in the week, my vibrations were a little low, and it was because I was grappling with this social rest, didn't realize I needed it. And now I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable with this, because I'm realizing really truly what that rest was. Rest number six is compassionate rest. So practicing self-compassion and giving yourself permission to prioritize self-care and self-kindness. Prioritize. Now, this is the thing that all people need to do, but more specifically Black women, especially Black moms, moms of color, but I'm speaking to my Black women because I'm Black. We do not prioritize ourselves, and it's ridiculous. And I think if we can't pour into ourselves, actually, I know if we can't pour into ourselves, we're not showing up for other people. We're just not. And I can say that from personal experience. You can't be agitated, short, exhausted, flying off the handle. I mean, all the negatives, because nobody's going to want to be around you. And then it's the cyclical issue of like, how come nobody wants to be around me? Well, that's why. So we have to prioritize self-care. We have to be able to say, like, I need a half hour. I need my spa day every week. I need time to read so I can recharge, like whatever it is. So it's not an excuse to not prioritize it. And I'm not saying go take a week off and don't have any adult duties. No, it could be 20 minutes a day. Okay, the last rest is advocacy rest. Now, this is interesting. So taking a pause from work, and it's essential in order for you to keep going. So when you are either doing activism or advocacy work, coaching, you know, all of that kind of stuff, you teaching, you have to rest or else you'll burn out. And that's not really the name of the game here. We're not interested in burnout. We're interested in how do we find balance. Right. So I think that when you think about these seven types of rest, I really want you to consider, where am I in my life right now? And first of all, I'm sure you didn't know that all of those rests existed. I didn't know that until whenever this email was sent to me 3 days ago from my coach, 4 days ago. But what rest do you need? What rest are you craving? And how can you give yourself that rest and not judge yourself or not feel guilty? And that's the question I'm going to pose to you at the end, you know, to culminate this episode. And so what I want you to realize is, again, when you're cognizant of these things, you're at the top. You're at that higher authentic self to continue to grow, because we are always life learners. Now, if we choose not to be life learners, that's a different conversation. But I feel if you're listening to this, you probably are interested in personal growth, interpersonal happiness. And so again, I just want to let my new listeners know, if you're not familiar, that my framework for the Resilience Unlimited coaching, it starts with the emotional essentials. So that is really the bare basics of like, are you getting sleep? Are you eating? You know, how does this impact your daily life? What does your schedule look like, especially with ADHD? What does your executive functioning look like? All of that. Then we move up to the security and comfort. And that's really important, because where do we feel safe? Where do we feel safe, and how do we feel comfortable? And then after that, it's that connection and belonging. We have to find at least one place, one person, something in which we feel connected and we can be our true authentic selves 100% of the time. Then it's esteem and self-worth, because once you have all of that, then you can really get grounded in your self-esteem. You don't need to have the external validation, because you're feeling good about who you are. And then, of course, that higher peak is that authentic self. Now, I will say, in my coaching programs, I start everyone off with the 3-month essentials. Now, the reason being is because this literally is where I find we can parse through and pull back the layer on like, well, what are you really doing? And so this is an intensive 3-month, 12 weeks. So every week there's a coaching session and I hold you accountable to do work, do the work in between the sessions. And we basically progress monitor, like, how are we feeling? What do we want to do? You know, all of these good things. After the 3 months, if you're feeling like, okay, I'm good, but I still want to reach, you know, that higher authentic self, then we move to the 6 month. And that is really focusing on that security and comfort and that connection and belonging. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be in that exact order. Sometimes we're in different places, but this is just the framework. And so this is 6 months and it is every other week. So we are only meeting twice a month because you have that stability and that grounded work to kind of know how to apply what you need to apply. And then the last third part of this is then committing to a year of coaching. So 12 months of coaching, and we're really working towards your higher authentic self. So if you're interested in learning more about my coaching program, I would love for you to book a call in the link, the discovery call link. And I really hope you found this episode impactful. As I always say, you know, I personally feel like everything can be a learning experience, an opportunity, something that can really open my eyes towards something different that I never saw before, things that I can apply. And I always want my listeners to feel that way too. So take inventory of all of your rest and what rest do you need. And I would love to hear from you. And let me know if you all want me to talk about something specific, you know, shoot me an email. Let me know. I love communicating with guests. So I will see you all next week. Thank you for joining us this week on the Resilience Unlimited show. Be sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe on our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. See you next week, divas. And don't forget, stay resilient.